The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its third week. BPR headed out past the Great Smoky Mountain National Park on the edge of Macon County to see what effects, if any, the shutdown is having. Standing Indian Campground is in the Nantahala National Forest. The campground is always closed this time of year, but people are still able to access the trails within the forest, so the area still has plenty of visitors. Right now, downed trees and limbs litter the roads and trails at Standing Indian. Philip Walden had started planning a camping trip for his winter break with two of his buddies in November. He drove up from Georgia Tech to stay on Albert Mountain for the evening.
We had to climb over maybe 20 trees just to go up to the top of a mountain. There were a few spots that was pretty slippery. We managed, since there's three of us, we can kind of help each other over and stuff, so that made it better. But yeah, if I was on my own, it could definitely have caused some problems.
He said they definitely talked about canceling their trip after hearing reports of human waste piling up at national parks, but says ultimately they didn't want to miss out on a chance to de-stress before the start of the winter semester.
It was kind of too late to really cancel it, especially because we had already bought some new stuff. We didn't want to not go because of it.
Typically, visitors would be able to check conditions at the parks and forests online, but the main National Park Service website and related social media accounts are not being updated during the shutdown. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.